So I noticed you got new lighting in your bathroom.
Wow. That is true.
You got new light bulbs.
Well, you know what happened was Friday was opening night for my play.
Right.
And every time I have an opening night, something bad happens. So the night before, I switched the light on and nothing happened with the fucking lights.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, great. Now, right before the show, I have to worry about lights. And I had extra bulbs because I'm prepared for emergencies like a good Jew. I'm always prepared for a catastrophe.
That's good.
So I go and I replace all the bulbs, turn on the light switch, nothing happens. So now I know it's not the bulbs, but it's the switch or the socket. Okay, so now I have a four-hour rehearsal. I have to worry about... Now I'm thinking, I don't have any lights in the bathroom. I can't comb my hair. I can't take a shower. I can't do anything. I can take a shower, but I won't see what I look like because it'll be dark.
Right.
So, okay. So the next morning, instead of worrying about my play, now I have to worry about getting light on. And the So then I decide maybe it is the bulbs. Thanks for bringing this up, by the way. I'm all fired up about this. So then I go to Ace Hardware. Ace Hardware is a store where they have all kinds of things for the house.
Yeah.
British Mark. It's like a thing. It's an American thing. So, okay. So I go there, and I hate talking to, like, electric people and people that know about electricity, plumbers. That's not my domain. Because when you ask them a question, they get all excited and they start talking about things that you don't understand.
Right.
So I talk to the guy there and I'm like, look, my light in my bathroom went out. All I want to do is get light in the bathroom. He goes, oh, and I brought the bulb with me. And he goes, well, they don't sell bulbs like that anymore. Those are illegal and they're prehistoric and, like, you know, now they're too hot and they can cause a fire.
Huh.
So he's telling me, like, a whole story of the history of light bulbs.
Right.
I don't give a fuck. So right. Then I'm like, I just want light in the bathroom, sir. And he goes, yeah. And then in 1990, they switched to this. And in 1995, I'm like, I don't care. So then, okay, so they finally tells me that it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I mean, people, you know, people don't give you direct answers anymore nowadays. So they send you, so he starts telling me that LED lights are the thing now. Safe. They produce less heat. I'm like, great. Give me LED lights. So now, finally, after half an hour of listening to this guy, I buy LED lights. I drive all the way here, put him in, I turn on the light, doesn't work. So I spend $45 on LED lights for no reason. So then I go to another lighting store here, and then I say, I bring the original bulb, and the lady goes, oh, we don't sell that anymore, that's illegal. But I do have four... That I'm not.
I mean, you should have known at that point it wasn't a bulb issue.
I know, but I was desperate. I was out of my mind at this point. I was like, maybe it is. Maybe I need the original bulb. That's illegal. That's what I'm thinking now. Okay.
Okay.
So then the lady's like, I have four more in the back room. I'm not allowed to. I could go to jail for selling you this, but I will because you look desperate. And I'm like, I'm desperate. So then I spent another $15 on bulbs that are obsolete. Come over here, put them in, turn on the switch. Doesn't work.
Right.
Okay. So now it's like I spent an hour and a half of my life on this now, and I'm out like $50-$60 on lights that. So okay. So then I call my landlord, I should have done to begin with, and now it's 10:30 on a Friday, and I'm like she goes, yeah, well maybe she's joking. She goes, maybe we'll have to live without lights for a while, and I'm like, ha ha ha! I have a play opening tonight, and I want it done now. That's where I was.
So you said that exactly?
I said it a little less forcefully, but okay. I was not in the mood for joking.
Right.
So she goes, okay, I'll call Miguel. I'm like, yeah, call Miguel. Okay? That's unbelievable. So then, finally, an hour and a half later, and I'm trying to be zen, I'm trying to memorize my lines, you know, this always happens opening night.
Right.
And then Miguel comes, knocks on the door, and he goes... Well, have you tried changing the bulbs? Like, I put in 10 million bulbs on this thing. It's not working. It's not the bulbs, Miguel.
And technically, that's... I don't even know if that's really technically your responsibility. I think, the landlord, all them, they're responsible. Yeah. When you have an apartment, they're responsible for
it. Dude, I don't care who's fault. I just want lights.
Right.
I just want lights.
You just want lights.
I don't want much in life. I want $5 in my pocket. I want... lights in the bathroom, and right. I want some lettuce to eat. Okay, that's all I want. Okay, so then finally Miguel goes, oh, you know, it could be the socket. So anyway, an hour later, he's fixing finally. So I bought all these. I have a lot of bulbs. If anybody wants, if listeners want bulbs, I have like 30 million bulbs now that
right.
For the next time that this happens.
I wonder if you could like upsell your the illegal ones. I wonder if they. I wonder if you could sell them
to
like
who?
The,
to Al Qaeda.
The black market or something.
To like that. Hamas, to Al Qaeda.
No, I actually didn't expect this to be like a whole 5 minute conversation.
No.
I walked in the bathroom.
Right.
And I noticed the lights were different. I'm like, mm-hmm. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna start the podcast making the exact comment. I was expecting the conversation to go like this. Hey, man. There was some nice new bulbs in there.
Yeah, no.
I thought you were going to kind of laugh because it was going to be like, well, that's an interesting way to start a podcast. Right. And then you'd be like, yeah, thanks, they're pretty good. And then we're going to move on to the next topic.
No. Anything you throw at me, I could make 10 minutes out of it.
Oh, yeah.
But this is a true story. I'm not embellishing anything that I said.
I believe that.
It's unbelievable that every little thing in life I have to endure. Mm-hmm. Like, why do I have to deal with this?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
So anyway, now I have new lights.
Yeah.
But thanks for bringing that up. By the way, today is a milestone. It's Columbus Day.
Yeah.
Columbus was a guy. Do you know much about Columbus?
He was Italian.
He was Italian.
Not the same Chris Columbus. Not the same as Chris Columbus, the director of Home Alone 1 and 2.
I think they're different people.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of people, I'm sure, make that mistake. Yeah, I think Columbus was Italian. He was trying to get some pizza or something. He got lost.
Yeah.
And somehow, by accident...
Somehow found his way over here.
So, but apparently the myth is that they found America. He found it by accident.
Mm.
That's sort of the myth.
That's what I heard, yeah.
So he was like, you know, doing his thing. He was like, you know, he was like, I'm doing a yacht. What is this? Kayak? Right. He's like on a kayak.
So okay, so here's the thing. Okay, so if he... ventured out. I thought that he was venturing out to discover new places. Now, I'm not a history buff. I don't know.
Right.
So if you're going out, if you go out with the intent to discover something.
Yeah.
Everything that you discover is going to kind of be by accident because, I mean, if you find something on purpose, that means that you knew where it was.
Right.
Which... that's not the same thing as a discovery. Discovery kind of requires...
So are you taking away from his achievement, or are you saying that it was an amazing achievement?
Well, I was saying... So you said he kind of discovered it by accident. I'm just kind of clarifying that discoveries kind of by themselves are
right.
by accident.
Right, so
by
it's...
definition.
Right. Okay, fine.
Right.
So, well, I mean, I wasn't there. I'm old, but I wasn't there.
Right, me neither.
So who knows what Columbus? I'm thinking he was Italian. He was hungry. He was trying to go out for pasta.
Right.
That's what Italians do.
Right.
I think he had a crew with him. I think he took a kayak.
Mm. I think he was on a bit of a bigger boat, but
he might have been in a bigger boat, something between a kayak and the Titanic.
Right.
Okay.
He got a lot of wiggle room there.
Right. And then he's like doing his thing. He probably has. He's probably sitting there, and everybody else is doing.
Yeah, other
work.
People do that. Yeah.
Yeah. He's probably sitting there smoking a cigar. He's like. When you find something interesting, you let me know, you know? And then suddenly they hit, like, New York and they see the Statue of Liberty or...
I think the statue came after that.
Well, how does he know that America's America then?
I think they just discovered it. I think they just considered it the New World.
That's right. Very good. Mm-hmm. You're good with the history. Yeah. So Columbus discovered the New World. And now we're sitting here doing a podcast. Thankfully, because of... all I know is I didn't have to go to work today.
Right. I did.
I know. So you, your company doesn't care about America.
Well, I feel like the most people.
Let's see. Is this? It's another. My family chat right now is burning up people, and I'm not a part of it because I don't want to talk to my family.
Right.
But we are awaiting a text from a certain friend of ours that might call into the show.
Right.
So anyway, but yeah. I feel like your company doesn't care about America.
Well, to be fair, I would say the majority of companies today didn't care about America. I would say, like, if anything, banks and government institutions, they were closed.
Right,
but
mail,
that's about it.
Mail. And my company didn't work today.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, if they did, I didn't show up. So... But no, I did get I sent my
boss. Interesting.
I sent my boss a thing, my schedule, my preferred schedule.
Neglecting the elderly. Very American.
But I think it's because doctors are closed. So we work with doctors. Mm. We drive them to hospitals and stuff. So, oh God. I'm glad we're doing this because I had the most unproductive day.
Right.
As everybody knows, you know, we had a situation in Israel a few days ago, which is pretty terrible. And so the news is very hard to get away from the news. I grew up in Israel, so I have a soft spot for Israel. But, you know, so it's very hard, like, to deal with all that. Of course, this all happens my opening weekend, you know. So first my lights go out, then my country gets attacked.
Mm-hmm.
How am I supposed to be? And then we have to break in a new guy, you know, for this play. You know, so we had somebody dropped out. I got an actor to do. So you didn't see the play this weekend.
Right.
You might come next weekend.
I'll be coming this Friday, right.
Yeah, you might see, who knows what you're going to see.
Yeah.
So, but the guy that I got was good. The guy that I got, the guy was good, and we pulled it off. And but, you know, on top of all the shit that was going on with Israel, my head was just really not in a good place. And it was raining on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know what? It actually went well. So Friday night we had like 40 people, which is for this place.
Damn, that's a lot for that place.
It's I don't know how, you know what it is? It's because we have 12 people in the play, so there's more of a chance for family and friends to come. Like, last play I did, it was 3 people, and so I think that's part of it. excuse me. Saturday night was less people, like maybe 20,
mm-hmm.
and then Sunday was 30.
Oh, yeah.
So, oh, my brother. Okay, so, yo, so okay, I don't know how you are with your family, but I have a family chat situation.
Yeah, we don't have that.
Yeah, your family.
Well, so every once in a while, we'll have like a little, like we'll do like a group text, but it's over usually something like small.
Like
an agreement to do like a for Christmas this year, like a it's called White Elephant, where it's like you don't get everyone a gift, but it's sort of like you
have to give them a white elephant as a gift.
Literally, yeah. Like we go to me personally, I'm going to go to I think Africa.
Yeah,
I'm going to find the whitest elephant. I can't, because, you know, I don't trust black elephants, you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. They have a bad reputation.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, there's anything wrong with that.
But white elephants are white, and so it's not a metaphor. You're going to Africa. How are you going to bring a white elephant on the airplane with you?
Well, obviously the elephant's not going to be by plane. I'll have to arrange it so it gets transport over.
Tracy Fama. Okay, so.
Transport over via ship.
Okay, let's see what Tracy has to say here. Tracy Fama is a friend of ours. An actress, and I've been trying to get her on the podcast for a long time, and she is planning to. She says she's going to do it.
Oh,
now she's already seems incoherent. She goes, "My texts don't seem to be going. I got this one." She's telling me that her texts are not going through, but I just got her text.
Right.
So, you know, she's a little unpredictable. She's actually known as a very great actress in our area. She is a great actress
in our
area. She's not known as a great actress.
Right.
She would be like the Meryl Streep of community theater, would you say?
I would say so, yeah.
Especially if she plays like a drunken... So this is going to be an interesting... She's going to be an interesting guest. And the question is... How we're gonna do this? Like, I wanted to make it easier for her,
mm-hmm.
so I thought we could make like a location change and actually do it at her apartment. But now she's telling us today that she has a dog, and all kinds of. She says she doesn't even like to host. She's not. She's and I'm like. So anyway, she gave me a big song and dance, and I said, "Well, you could always come here and do it over here." She goes, "Oh, okay." But the problem is, I might have to rehearse this. So anyway, we're hoping for Thursday. You know, we're hoping for Thursday.
Right, hoping for Thursday.
But I told her that if she wants to call in tonight,
mm-hmm.
and we'll do it as a trailer.
Right.
You know, and she'll know what she's getting herself into here. Because really, what is she getting herself into here?
Oh, once you go as is, you never go back.
So, by the way, what about the white elephant? I mean,
so white elephant would
how are you gonna
that would get transported via ship, via cargo ship?
How are you gonna capture the white elephant?
Um,
with a bow and arrow? Are you gonna wear a loincloth?
No, I'm gonna go down to Africa. I'm gonna ingratiate myself with the locals. I'm gonna become accepted by the locals. I'm gonna live the life.
Because you look very much like one of them.
I'm gonna live the life, and it's gonna be like a Lawrence of Arabia type thing. I'll be the white guy that comes in, and like loses myself amongst the tribe.
Yeah,
and then there's gonna be like a big war happening. Because there's so many wars going on in Africa.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of wars. I mean, have you seen, like, Tarzan or something? I mean, there's a lot of wars always going on.
Yeah, well, I'm also thinking of, what was it? The one with Idris Elba. The one with the child soldiers.
Oh, Black Diamond?
Not Black Diamond.
You're talking about soldiers?
It was a Netflix movie. Anyways.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I would ingratiate, I would become one with the tribe. And then I would gain their trust. And then I'll find a white elephant. I'll gain the white elephant's trust.
Right. Be like,
listen, bub.
You have to come to America.
I need to take you back to America to give to my family for Christmas. Hopefully you understand.
Right.
And I'll go to the natives. I'll be like, listen, I'm going to give them a good life. You know, that or I'll sell them and make a lot of money. Either way, I'm out of here.
Right.
And then I'll have to find like someone who runs like a cargo ship or something like that.
Yeah.
Like get them on board and then have them take the cargo ship to like the port of Newark or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Now see, the thing is like Newark though, I don't know how to get an elephant from Newark back to here.
Oh, I'll help you.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have a car.
All right.
By the way, I'm adding I'm silencing my phone because my family's chat is blowing up and I don't want distractions.
Uh-huh.
But I am adding Tracy Fama's number, so that could be I can only get phone calls from her.
Uh-huh.
So this is what I'm doing right now.
Okay.
But anyway, the whole story is fascinating, but I don't think that you need to become friends with the people there just to get the white elephant. I think you just go there, get the white elephant. And come back, you know what I mean? Like you don't have to spend like 3 weeks in the swamp wearing a loincloth, you know, just to get the white elephant.
I'd probably lose a lot of weight, though.
You would.
I'd probably get laid, too, actually. I'm thinking about it.
I don't think they get laid a lot there. I think they're so worried about, like, surviving, you know? Like, right. Although, but it is true that when you're worried about dying, like, you get turned on, you know?
Right.
Like, I bet, like, a lot of people are having sex right now. And even in Israel, who knows, because it's so dangerous right now. Maybe they're having a lot of sex.
Right.
You know? Or maybe not.
Right.
But anyway, who's going to get the white elephant? Your mother? Your...
So the whole family. So the whole... It's a big... It's like a to-do where...
I
like,
hate Christmas.
I love it.
I can't believe you love it. I'm actually disappointed to you because you seem like the kind of guy that would hate it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because let me give you why.
I mean, okay, I'll.
Okay, because you usually, I've known you for a while.
Right.
This is your AI version of you. Like usually when there's family get-togethers, you're like me. You're not a huge fan of family get-togethers, right?
Well, I think like I. It depends on like the day. Like it's one of those things where there have been some times in the past where like even for just one day, I kind of felt like things were stuffy. But other times, like Christmas, actually,
yeah,
really isn't one of them. I think
you like Christmas,
like the end of the last 3 months of the year, which we've now entered.
Tell me
my
about
favorite
it.
Fucking
I
time
fucking
of the year,
hate
man.
It. I fucking it's a slippery slope to winter.
If all of life could be October through December,
how?
I'd be happy.
You know why I don't like it? Because it's a slippery slope to winter. I can't. It's a slippery slope to hell. It's a slippery slope to. It's a foreplay for winter, which is like January, February, March every year, coldest days of the year, the longest months of the year, and this is the beginning of it.
Right.
So that's why I do not like it, and I don't want it, and I want it gone, and I want spring to happen now.
So what you're saying is, you're not very happy right now.
No. but I mean, and should I be glad that you're happy for the next 3 months? I mean, and again, it's not the worst. I mean, it's still hot. I could still wear shorts outside sometimes, but I know that soon we're going to be, you know, ensconced in coats and pockets and long night. Is it going to be, you know, it's going to be dark at like 4:30 in the afternoon.
See, I think for me, it's like, I remember like telling you this back in like 2017, we were hanging out, like going out, like around like the holidays and like,
yeah,
realize that, you know, that's that time of year. I really enjoy going out, being a little festive, you know?
Yeah, I know. You like going out then because there's no danger of anybody saying hi to you because everybody's freezing themselves.
Yeah.
You know, like you don't, you're not.
It was always better to smoke during the winter time. In a way, better to smoke when it was colder than being outside in the humidity and the heat and smoking.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah, your reasons are quite valid and
yeah.
and illuminating.
That also, Rocky takes place around Thanksgiving. Well, actually, that month from Thanksgiving through New Year's Day.
Rocky?
The original Rocky, yeah.
The original Rocky takes place, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Probably all the Rockies. I mean, like, I think Rocky 6, when they try to become, like, Rocky 1 again.
Mm-hmm.
I think it also takes place in, like,
I think,
you know,
around that time, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's like winter, it's like struggle, it's like Rocky training, it's like smoking cigarettes and like seeing the breath coming out of your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like, you know, but I don't like it, man. I'm a summer person, man. I grew up in Israel where summers are like really hot and it's dry and it's beautiful. You go swimming, the days last till 9 p.m., you know.
Mm.
That's the kind of life I want. If you want a life like being, you know, shriveled up in a corner, like smoking a cigarette with a trench coat on, like looking at the moon, like a, you know, like listening to like stupid 80s music. if that's the kind of life you want.
Fucking hate it.
Man, that's why you should be a happier person than you actually are, because your standards for happiness are much less than mine, you know?
I would say that over time I have. It's where there are times when the anger I feel, it feels like it's, I've never been angry before, but I also feel like I've also gotten better in regards to that. I think maybe just because like the anger and like the depression, all that, it when it happens, it doesn't last as long as it would used to.
Right.
Like it, like whereas back in the day, like I would be in a mood for like maybe weeks,
right,
or months. Like now it's like, if I go a full day,
right,
without any sort of break in a depression,
right,
that's kind of rare. Because then it doesn't last long. But at the same time, when it does happen, it feels like it's stronger, more potent, and it's just
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
when I feel. I don't know. I don't feel depression anymore. I just feel anger. I just feel anger, like constant anger. Oh, so she's okay. She's all right. Let's see what she just texted again.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know why this is so complicated. She is done. Who's she? Why is she? I'm going to call her. I'm going to just call her.
Just call her.
All right, I'm just calling her.
This is our show. We do whatever we want.
Okay. Because really, I'm having a rough evening. Now she's saying she's having it. Okay, you know what? I'm not gonna. Okay. Just, yes, hello. Listen, I know you're having a rough evening.
Well, it's even rougher now that my cell phone wouldn't work. My God, like, once my cell phone's up working, I was like, you might as well just cut off my left arm. I have no idea what to do.
Okay, well, listen. I just want to have 2 minutes of your time. Can I just put you on the air really quick and just say hello? I just want.
Yes.
Okay, good. So you are on the air right now. Ryan, say hello.
Tracy, how's it going?
It's going really crappy. Are we allowed to curse?
Yes, you can fucking curse.
Okay. It's really going fucking crappy. It's a total fucking Monday night, and I'm really annoyed. Other than that, I'm fucking fabulous, as always. How are you?
Okay, let's break it down. Why are you annoyed?
Oh, you know, long day at work. work, and then I got home, and the dog was covered in mud from daycare, which makes no sense because they don't even have mud there. So I had to take a little bitch for a walk first, and then take her upstairs for a bath, which try to give her a bath is like, it just, you might as well just, you know, have me give birth at my age. It's just stupid. Like, which is a freaking nightmare. Then I can't get into my, credit card. It keeps saying we don't recognize you. I'm like, you guys have so much of my money, I would hope you recognize me, or like I owe you a lot of money. It,
right,
it's been a stupid shitty night.
Okay,
I got my finger and
okay,
what else? Oh, I broke two light bulbs, went out, and I don't have any more light bulbs.
Oh,
these are white girl problems, but they're still
no. Oh, we I just did 10 minutes about how lights in my bathroom went out a few days ago, right on my right on my opening night of my play. I had to go to Ace Hardware, and I don't like dealing with anybody from Ace Hardware.
I don't either.
But listen, the night is not lost. It's still, you could have a bottle of wine or something.
Okay, you want to know? I actually, that's the other big tragedy in my life. I'm out of wine.
No!
Right? Me, alcoholic me, I'm out of wine. So instead, I have strawberries, blueberries, and raspberries, and two cans of whipped cream, and I'm literally here. I'll do this for you. You can hear this. You ready? Hold on. I'm not even putting it on the berries. I'm putting it in my mouth. Hold on. Wait, hold on. I can't do it. I can't do it. I got the wrong hand. Hold on. See, I can't even do this right. Did you hear that or not really?
I don't know. I'm getting a little aroused.
That kind of was my goal.
Wow.
I had that effect on people.
Wow.
So anyway.
Wow. That yeah, was...
So no wine, but, you know, whipped cream right in my mouth.
So you have
right
no...
Right in my mouth.
You have no,
what you will.
You have no beer, no alcohol, nothing?
I do have alcohol. I've got vodka. God knows I've always got vodka. But now I was in a wine mood. You know, I just got back from vacation, and before I left, I had, you know, drank all the wine. I was like, oh, that's okay. I won't need any when I get back, because I just spent the last 12 days drinking, like, every single day. My poor liver hates me.
I know. That's quite a shocker that you were drinking.
Isn't it, though?
It's yeah. Really, it's really it's about time you started, really.
Better late than never.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I just don't understand people that don't drink. I don't understand. I mean, if you've got a problem, it's one thing. I get it. But those of you that don't have a problem and you just choose not to drink, there's really something wrong with you.
Right, right, right. But let's not alienate half of our audience that doesn't drink.
Which amounts to like five people.
So, Tracy.
Right. So we'll keep three of them or two and a half of them. A half of somebody's got to go. Come
well, on. let's we love everybody.
I don't.
Tracy, before, you know, we tease the audience telling them that you might come on our show on Thursday.
Okay.
And I just want to let you know what you're getting yourself into. This is a very, how many episodes have we done, Ryan?
Close to 100.
Close to 100, and it's always the same episode. So it's always about us, like, not getting laid and... You know, and complaining about my Aunt Ginny, and Ryan complains about humanity.
Okay.
So
you want me to come on then and complain about not getting laid and then complaining about humanity, and I'll complain about my mother.
That sounds
so
about
I think
right,
we're
yeah.
right there.
We would like you to complain about anything to make our life seem better.
Oh, great. Perfect. We'll start with my mother, and we'll go on from there. It'll be perfect. What
yeah.
What do you say about my life? It'll make you feel great.
Is your mother coming also to my apartment?
If she does, you'll want to, well, actually, if she does come to your apartment with me, there will be a multiple murder suicide at the end of the evening.
Who's gonna die?
Just as long as I'm still alive, I'm fine with that. You know.
Yeah, you'll be probably okay, but there will be a murder suicide in some degree. I'll probably kill her first, and then I'll kill myself. I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet.
Wow,
I love her to death. I love her, but she will be the death of me. I keep telling her, you better be nice to me, old woman, because I'll pull that plug while you're still talking.
Well, it's actually kind of poetic because she was the birth of you, so it's only fitting that she winds up being the death of you too.
Well, you weren't there. You don't know what happened.
I'm making assumptions.
I'm assuming that Tracy's mom gave birth to Tracy. I'm assuming it.
Right.
She did indeed. She did indeed.
Were you there?
Apparently I was. Now, I don't remember much. I was probably drunk at that point.
So. Now, when you came out of the room, you were probably screaming your head off.
I'm sure. Quite frankly, I probably was screaming, asking for a martini, and looking for a Marlboro Red. At that point, we were all smoking Marlboro
Reds. I know. You're probably like, oh my God, it's so dark in there.
Right? Like, what the hell? Somebody please give me a cigarette, for Christ's sake. Well, it's been a long day.
We saw your... That would be great to see a baby smoking. Like, the first thing that... You know, a baby smoking.
That'd be a great fucking advertisement.
That would be great for smoking.
Oh, yeah. Broaden their demographic. You know, let's get kids smoking. Babies.
If I have a kid, I hope he comes out smoking.
Yeah.
I'm never gonna...
If it's mine, it will.
Well, I mean, we've seen your videos on Facebook lately where you scream for no reason, and so I figured that if you came out in a birth situation, you wouldn't be very calm about it. Now, I'm just assuming.
It depends on what it is, okay? So the reason I was screaming, five listeners, is not that I was being overly dramatic, which I pretty much every day am, you know, exhibit A as you're listening. But that was very, very different. I was on one of those, like, cable car things on the top of a mountain right next to the actual Matterhorn, and there was one little wire taking me up this mountain, and nobody knew I was there, and it was horrifying, and
right.
I actually think I wasn't sure if I was actually going to have a heart attack or shit my pants.
I know. It would have been great if you did both.
Both would have been cool, right? Because, of course, you get to the top of this thing and you get off.
Tracy,
there's, like, some hot guy there.
Tracy, you're a classy lady. I don't think you've ever actually shat your pants. Have you?
Well, stay tuned on Thursday, and we'll answer that question.
Because I have, and it happened to me. It happened to me on a date once. But anyway.
Oh, we have so much material to cover on Thursday.
Yeah, really. It happened in Asbury Park in February, but we don't need to get into that.
We have a whole podcast on that.
It's sort of a metaphor for Asbury Park, if you think about it. Although it's coming back now, but when I was growing up, that's the perfect metaphor for Asbury Park.
Yeah, I'll just say right now, I don't like it when I shit my pants when I don't expect it. It's a bad feeling.
I would think that one would frown upon that.
Yeah.
I would. Yeah. I would find that something you frown upon. So.
Yeah. Every day that I don't shit my pants is a good day.
That's a high bar there.
I have low standards, you know.
Yeah, the bar is so low, honey. At this point, the bar is so low. Shitting your pants, like, you know, farting in front of your boss. That's really a good day.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm glad you agree. I feel like I could say anything. You'll pretty much agree to it, pretty much.
Kinda, yeah. I'm a tired old woman, so yes.
I know. I want to tell you also that it's Columbus Day, in case you didn't know.
I'm a Dago. How could I not know it's Columbus Day?
You're a what?
Dago.
A Dago.
What's a Dago?
You might as well call me like a WAP, a Giddy.
It's a very nice word for Italians.
Oh, so Columbus was Italian, right?
That's what fucking said.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I know.
Italian prick like they all are. Go on.
But do you know the story? Because this is my vision. That he went looking for pasta or pizza, and he was kayaking. And he somehow found America. That's my version of it. Right?
I think he went looking for olive oil.
Okay.
And couldn't find it and decided, then he ran into this other place and was like, there's no internet here, so nobody's going to know that I didn't really discover it. It was already here, and I'm just going to rape and pillage and kill and pretend that I founded everything and...
Okay.
Olive oil is coming back for me, and I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Well, why was he looking for olive oil? Didn't Popeye have olive oil?
No, Popeye had spinach. Oh, you're talking about olive oil.
Olive oil was Popeye's wife.
I forgot about that.
No, but
she was probably disappointed too.
probably. Olive oil wasn't really that hot.
She's really like thin, dude.
I know. And then when Popeye took the spinach, she probably looked like a crazy, like, rapist, you know. But anyway, we digress.
It was probably very disconcerting. If that was supposed to be a cartoon for kids, I don't think that it was very helpful.
No, I think Popeye taking the spinach was like Popeye taking Viagra, you know.
There you go. Yep. And poor olive oil was like, I just can't face it today. Like, yeah. I really need to. Can't we just, you're the best, baby.
Oh, come to me, Popeye.
Come to me, Popeye. You rock my world. Are you done?
I once was on a hot date, and I took some spinach just, you know, as an insurance policy. And then I had really bad gas. It was a terrible night.
Sure. I'm sure she found that a total turn-on.
No, I didn't get laid that night.
Shocking.
I know.
Next, you know what? Next time, try cauliflower and Brussels sprouts.
That's not going to be on next time. It's over for me. I mean, Ryan is still young. He has a potential to still swoon the ladies or something. But I think I'm done.
Yeah, I think Ryan has a total future ahead. And I think you and I are just like 1 foot in the grave. That ship has sailed.
I know.
It's sailed right over us.
I know. It's very sad. I mean, Ryan, how does it feel like to have some hope?
Oh, I have hope.
You're the hopeful one. I know. Right now he looks not very hopeful.
You're the only shot, Ryan. You're the only one out of us that has a shot. Danny and I are just literally like, they're just going to hook us up to machines, pull the plug at some point. It's all over
well,
for us. It's
Tracy, been over 3 years. Tracy, I do think that someone could possibly find you attractive still.
You are such a flatterer.
I mean, I don't think it's completely the end for you. You're close.
Close, but you flatter me. Oh my goodness, I can't take compliments like that.
No, that's no, no, I know. No, it's like there's a hill, and you're driving at like 90 miles an hour towards the cliff, but you're not at the cliff yet.
I'm teetering.
What?
Where'd the hill come from?
No, the hill is a metaphor, dude.
I'm like teetering at the top of the cliff.
Right? Yeah, yeah. You're not driving. You're at the cliff. You're about to fall into the sea. But you're still in the car.
I'm still in the car, but you know what? We're out of gas. We got nowhere else to go. Like, it's hot. The air conditioning isn't working. Believe me.
And one push and the car falls.
Yeah.
But one could push you to land.
Yeah.
So you just.
I mean, if you're already. If you're still in the top of the cliff.
I'm going to bet you $1 million and I'm getting pushed the other way.
Well, let's not look at the worst case scenario. Like,
okay,
I think.
Let's look at the next worst case scenario. I'm just going to teeter up there forever. And I'm afraid of heights.
Wow.
Good metaphor.
I'm sorry I brought this up. I'm sorry.
But yeah, you mix metaphors like right away.
No. But this is, I say this all the time. Every few summers left, right?
Right.
That's
right. It's become a tagline for the show.
Tracy, me and Ryan and I have sayings that we say over and over again. It's like our thing.
Okay.
My saying is, I have very few summers left. And Ryan's saying is, nowadays. And then he doesn't say anything afterwards.
Nope.
And your saying is, I don't know what your saying is, Tracy. Your saying is like, where's my drink? I don't know.
My saying basically is whenever, I do have one saying. It's like, hey, do you want to go and do this? Not without a court order. That is my saying.
Not without
Hey, Tracy. Do you want to go see this play? Do you want to go do this? Not without a court order.
Now, why is that?
In peace.
Why is that? Is that because you just want to stay at home?
Because, like, I don't know. Sometimes, you know, you go out with all this hope, right? Whether it's to go see a play or be in a play or go hang out with friends or go do something. And
right.
You go out with high hopes. And then you get there.
Right.
And, like, 99% of the time it's complete and utter letdown. It's like, I could have been sitting home in my underwear eating a can of whipped cream.
Well, your life sounds amazingly full. No, but I know what you mean. I'm always let down. As soon as I get out of bed in the morning, I'm already let down.
Well, see,
my day is not going to get my day is only going to get worse from here.
Yeah.
Well, see, here's the thing. The whole thing with getting let down is that shows that you had hope to begin with. I'm beyond that. I am post hope, so I'm never disappointed.
Wow. So it's better to be dead inside, like you are.
Yeah. It helps if you start young too.
Yeah, if you have no expectations, you can't ever be disappointed, and I think that's fucking brilliant.
It is, but on the other hand, look at Ryan. I mean, he's got no life inside of him. He's like a robot.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I at least have some, I don't know, I'm a train wreck too. I don't know. Is it better to have some hope or no hope at all?
When I was younger, having hope seemed like the greatest, smartest thing ever. Now, I think anybody with hope is just absolutely pathetic.
Right. When I was younger, so much younger than today.
Than today.
Yeah.
I never needed anybody's help in any way.
That's a brilliant line. You know, by the way, it's John Lennon's birthday today.
I did know that. I did know that.
You knew about Columbus and John Lennon?
I know everything. I really do.
How does it feel like to walk around being Tracy, like knowing everything and being disappointed all the time?
It's why I drink, dear. It's why I drink.
I know.
It's one of the many reasons. I mean, I drink for many reasons. It's one of the many reasons I drink.
I know. But
I'm not disappointed when I'm drinking. I'm never let down or disappointed because drinking makes me happy. See? There's a silver lining.
I am. No, that's good. I am disappointed when I drink because then I have to go to the bathroom. I hate going to the bathroom. I do. I find going to the bathroom is a big waste of time. Like, I could have written a book. And all the times that I've urinated or done worse,
right?
I could have written 10 books.
You know, you could just as easily do that during the
while
interval, while you're not going to the bathroom.
Yeah, but I don't like to be...
But you know what? You should combine those things. And if it's taking all that time to urinate and do other things, start writing your book while you're urinating. What the hell?
I have to concentrate. I'm kind of an idiot, and I need... Oh, by the way, Tracy, this is a very important point I wanted to make. When I do the podcast with Ryan, I am usually the idiot, and he's like the voice of reason.
Oh.
And when you're on, I still want to be the idiot, okay?
Okay, so what do you want me to be?
I don't know. I don't know. The whole dynamic is going to change. I don't know.
I'm still going to be the same.
No, you'll be the same.
Right.
Yeah, no, well, that's a given.
Right.
Yeah, no, I don't know who's going to be the bigger idiot, me or Tracy. I think Tracy's not – you don't come across as an idiot. You come across as someone who's bitter, jaded, and close.
Yes.
And close,
yes,
to – yeah, but you know – but
sometimes she doesn't sound like it, though. Like, there's still that – like, if she were, like, straight, like, not funny at all.
Right.
And was, like, jaded still, that could be
– oh, yeah.
Totally different.
No, she would be Gaber.
Yeah. We don't have him on anymore.
Tracy, we've had a special guest on our show, my Gaber upstairs, who's a lovely guy, but he is, you know, he has a little bit of, you know, he's kind of heavy sometimes in terms of stuff that, you know, he's got, he kind of walks around with a cloud over his head, but which he will admit to, you know.
Right.
But he's also entertaining sometimes. But you know, I think you come across as a smart lady. You come across as like an X-rated Mary Tyler Moore, you know.
That is like the best. I love that. Thank you.
Ryan, no, Mary Tyler Moore.
Just because I'm bitter and disillusioned doesn't mean I'm not funny. I'm delightful.
You are delightful. And people do like you, I think.
Yeah, I've heard that. I have heard that.
So why are you disappointed everywhere you go?
Oh, because, honey, at my age, I mean, you're close to my age, aren't you? At my age, I have been through it, and everything is disappointing. I had such high hopes for my life, and everything has been so disappointing. Now I'm just bitter. I'm a bitter drunk. And I'm also bitter because I really, really, really miss smoking. I loved smoking, and you can't do it anymore.
I know.
But I loved it. Oh my! And when I was just in Europe, everybody smokes there. They all still smoke.
I know. And they don't get cancer.
And they're happy, and they're running, and they're jogging, and they're living in these pretty places, and they're drinking every night. It's a Monday night, and they're sitting out at a cafe drinking and having a cigarette, and I'm like, seriously?
I know.
What am I doing wrong? So I'm bitter about that, too. How come those fuckers get to do that, and I don't?
No, I know. Well, me and Ryan don't smoke anymore either, and we're not happy about it.
Definitely not happy about it.
I love smoking.
You know, this is very weird. This feels like we found, like, a third us.
Yeah.
This is really weird. It's like Beavis.
We're like a tripod.
We're like
now.
Beavis and Butthead and Butthead.
Oh, I love that. Beavis and Butthead and I Daria. Need something else, though. What other butt? What kind of head can I be? All right, wait a minute. Think about that.
I don't know. But, like, smoking was the best thing that ever happened to me.
It got me laid plenty of times.
It got you laid?
I'm pretty sure it did.
Did you go to, like, a smoker's club?
No.
No, but I think I used to smoke before sex, after sex, never during sex.
There's too much going on.
Again, I would think that would be frowned upon. But no, I used to smoke all the time. The first thing I do when I wake up is grab a cigarette.
Yeah. When did you quit smoking, Tracy?
Which time? The seventh time? I believe I quit seven. Yeah, it was seven times that I quit. But The last time I quit is I have the actual, there was the day, let's bring everybody down on the podcast now.
Okay.
The day I was diagnosed with breast cancer, January 13th, 2012.
Right.
That, and the best part was the doctor, you know, she gives me the diagnosis. She's like, okay, you do have breast cancer. I'm like, oh. And she's like, do you smoke? And I'm like, no. She's like, do you smoke? I'm like, well, yeah. She goes, I just told you you have cancer. You have to stop smoking. And I said to her, yeah, but you didn't say I had lung cancer.
Right.
Right? And she wasn't amused.
Right.
I said, do you understand that, like, at this point, what you've told me and what's going to happen to my life right now, this is when I need a cigarette more than anything, and you're telling me I can't have one? I'm like, you suck.
Yeah. I find that nurses that give you a diagnosis of cancer usually are not really jokesters.
Yeah,
They're not they really a good.
They have no sense of humor.
They have no good. They're not a good like stand up audience. You know.
No, really not.
Yeah,
not at all.
I mean, if you could make somebody like that laugh, then you know you're like really funny.
Oh my god! Right?
Yeah.
They
so.
Didn't,
yeah. Well,
they didn't seem to be amused.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen. So 2013, and now that's 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, no, that was 2012. It's 11 years. I was diagnosed. It was January 13th, 2012.
Right, right, right. So, and then never a day goes by that you don't think about having a cigarette.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And like, you know, even if I'm not stressed or anything, I just remember, like, there was just something so relaxing about taking that lighting it up and taking that first draft.
I know.
Suck it into your lungs and get all that tar and nicotine into your lungs. And I don't know what it was, but it's just sheer relaxation.
I know. I know. It got to the point where if you had a choice between having mind-blowing sex or, like, 10 cigarettes, I'd probably go for the cigarettes.
Yeah, I'd go for the cigarettes. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, we don't need mind-blowing sex anymore, really.
There's not no such thing as at this point. At this point, I'm too tired for it. I'm like, oh, you know what I have to do to get ready for that? I'm like, oh, God, I need like 3 hours to like...
To have sex?
And scrub and clean up and, you know, landscape and brush the teeth. And, like, it's too much effort.
Right. Oh, you brush your teeth before you have sex?
If I'm thinking there might be something good going on, I'll try to get every part of me all dolled up.
Right. I try to shave my legs, but then, you know... But that's stupid because I'm a
that's
guy.
That's stupid.
Yeah, I'm a guy.
Well, I shave mine, but then I also try to shave my mustache and my sideburns too.
Are you Elvis?
No, I'm just Sicilian, honey. I mean, it is what it is. I'm Sicilian, you know.
I know. This reminds me, like, when I was a kid, like, we went to, like, synagogue, me and my brother, you know. And it was the most erotic experience, like not with my brother. No. I wasn't gay with my brother. But we would like take showers separately and then blow dry our hair like John Travolta on Saturday Night Fever, you know, just to go to synagogue. Like this is so stupid. Like going to synagogue was this erotic experience.
Right, like you're getting all dressed up and all dolled up to go to synagogue. Now, I don't know if synagogue was different from church, and I stopped going to church when I was like 8 years old, but what I do remember most was them basically telling you everything that was wrong with you and why you were going to hell.
No,
so there's nothing to turn you on about that.
No, but maybe Rebecca and this 10th row, this nice Jewy girl, would look at me with my blow-dried John Travolta hair, and maybe she would be turned on by me, and then we would lock eyes, and then... something would happen.
Nothing is that happened, allowed in the synagogue, though?
Did I get a hard-on in synagogue?
No. Well, I'm sure everybody gets a hard-on somewhere. It always happens in the most inopportune places. But, like, is it allowed to, like, you know,
to make
be thinking of anything other, to make eye contact and to be thinking of anything other than...
Well, who's going to know? Who's going to know? God?
I don't know. I don't believe in God, so to me, I don't know.
I probably had every porn film ever in the history of the world running through my mind while I was praying to God. But that's just me. No, it's just there's something very erotic about, you know, like I used to get erections during math class when I was a kid.
Math class?
Yeah, because when I know I'm terrible at math, and when I don't understand something, I get these big erections, you know. I don't know why, because I think it's because I get so flustered, you know. And yep. I think it's not knowing something that's the biggest turn on for me.
And all the blood rushes to the wrong brain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what it is. That's why you're getting a hard on, because the blood is rushing to your other brain.
Yeah, like if I ever have sexual dysfunction, I just have to like think about calculus or something, or have sex with a calculus teacher. That would be great. Yeah,
that'd be perfect. Yeah, that's all you need.
Yeah, I'll try that.
Give it a shot next time. You never know. I'm willing to try anything at this point.
Do you know any hot calculus teachers?
Just walk to your nearest high school. Oh, just walk around for a while.
Tracy, who's the guy that you went on this European excursion with?
Okay, this is going to be hilarious to you right now because he's a very good friend of mine. I've known him for 100 years. He just retired, and you know what he is?
What?
A calculus teacher.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, my God. I do not want to have sex with him.
No, I know. It's like, how wild is that? That, yes, he's a friend of mine. We've been friends forever. But, yeah, and he just retired after, you know, he's young. He's only 55. But in New Jersey, after you've been teaching 30 years, whatever, you go retire.
Wow.
And that's why we did this big trip, because he finally didn't have to go back to school or whatever. But, yes, he was a calculus teacher. So
wow.
Calculus is now a big turn-on for all of us.
Wow. That's very – I mean, come on. You can't make that shit up.
No.
You really can't. I'm not even kidding. Like, you really can't
but he
make
seems,
that up.
But he seems cool even though he is an ex-calculus teacher.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, I don't understand how he was a like, he's a theater person, you know, he's, but it's funny too, because I joke with him, because he's gay, and I always joke with him as far as, like, being gay. I'm like, they're going to take your card away, because there's so many things that you're just, you're not the stereotype.
Right.
You know, like, he doesn't drill, like, he didn't get all dressed up, or he doesn't really, he's like, he's always in slob gear. I'm like, what are you, like, he doesn't really like musicals, like, I'll be listening to music, be like, can you turn that off? I'm like, they're going to take your card away, man. I don't understand, like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, like, yeah. Are you sure he's gay though? Like, really? Maybe he's just saying that so you don't have sexual tension.
No, believe me, he shows me the people he's looking at on Grindr every night. Oh. He's definitely gay.
Oh. I went on Grindr once by accident and I was a little scared.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe me. He showed me some other, you know, these guys on Grindr, apparently, like, he'll talk to them, whatever, and it's just, you know, for hookups, whatever, and then all of a sudden, he'll be chatting up some guy for a while, they'll be talking, they'll have a nice conversation, they'll be like, so what do you think? And the guy will be like, great, can you give me, like, $40, and then I'll come over?
Yeah.
Can you get me an Uber, and I'll come over? I'm like, he couldn't bring up the price ahead of time, because then you could have said no right away. And so he'll show me some of the stuff. He shows me one guy the other day. I swear to God, the guy, you know, he's like naked and showing himself off because it's Grindr. I looked at the picture of this guy. First of all, the kid was adorable, but I looked at the picture of he was showing us his instrument, shall we say, or his package.
Right.
And I said to my friend, I'm like, oh my God, I think that would literally split me in half.
Oh, was it more than 2 inches?
Like, yeah, 2.5.
Wow, yeah, that would kill. Yeah, wow, that's well, I gotta get my picture off of there.
Yeah, you really should take that picture off of there because it's really just scaring people out there.
I know. It was a good day and the sun was shining and I did some push-ups that day and I took some I took some spinach.
There, yeah, right. You ate your spinach, right? Yep. You know, olive oil sort of worked for me there. It was, yeah.
I have never sent a naked picture of myself to my grandmother or any ex-girlfriend ever. Like, that's never happened.
Yeah, it's surprising for how many people that has happened when you really think about it.
I mean,
right? Like,
yeah, receiving or, receiving or giving?
Both.
Wow.
Like, you know, I mean, on the one hand, I don't know, I guess now with cell phones, is it? But I mean, years ago you didn't do any of that stuff because you had to take a picture with a camera and then you had to get it developed and some stranger was developing your pictures, you
right.
know?
Right.
So, like, you never took naked pictures. But, you know, now it's like if naked stuff is everywhere. I'm like, nobody wants to see that.
Nobody.
Like, we just don't want to see it.
Yeah. Did you ever receive a naked picture from a guy?
Yeah.
Well, wow. I never have. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'll ask someone just to get one, you know? I feel like.
You know what, though? But yeah, just to get, would at least say you're part of the party, right? Like you can join the party. You know what the thing is though? Like when you really look at it,
what?
Look at it like naked pictures.
Right.
There is really a lot of nothing attractive about the human body.
Right.
You know.
Right. Like if movies. I stared at a vulva or what?
Right.
I mean, what do you?
Yeah, like.
Right.
Right. Like genitals, like boobies. Everybody loves boobies, okay? And now that I got boobies, right? I have boobies now, so I love boobies even more. Boobies, great. But the rest of it, like, there's really nothing appealing at it. Like, there's nothing appealing about, it's really not attractive. Like, that's why I want the lights off. Turn the light. I don't want to look at it.
Right. No, I think we all agree that sex is disgusting and we're just a bunch of animals and.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
But I haven't. I'd like to do it one more time. Just one more time.
Just once. I don't know. It's overrated at this point.
Yeah, I guess.
It's honestly overrated. I'll take a cigarette or a good piece of chocolate at this point.
Well, maybe you could have all three. By the way, I usually don't get many visitors. Tracy agreed to come over uh-huh. here. So I just want you to have low expectations. It's a very primitive setting. I've been living in the same place for like 50 million years. I mean, it's not dirty.
First of all, like, again, that's like, you guys could have come over here, but I told you, I don't, there are certain girly genes I don't have. I don't entertain, right? I don't have anything to enter. The place is kind of small anyway, not that you guys wouldn't fit here, but I usually keep, like, there's not a lot of lighting in here. First of all, there's not a lot of lighting because half the light bulb just fucking went out, but that's a different story.
Right.
But I keep things dark anyway. I don't have much to entertain with, and, like, I don't cook.
That's fine. You know? It's fine. Everything's cool, Tracy.
Yeah.
Everything's like, cool. I don't.
And if you come over, I have to clean the house.
No. And I'm not going to clean. I'm going to try to make the toilet clean. I'm going to try to make the bathroom reasonable.
As long as I can walk in the house, sit down, and do whatever, and then leave without getting an STD, I will be fine.
Oh, well, you're not going to get an STD in my place.
Then we're good.
No, I mean,
you see, then it's perfect.
Yeah, no, I've never given an STD to anybody.
Well, it's funny because, you know, when Todd and I go to Vegas, like, we go to Vegas every year, and I love Vegas, but we always say this, there are certain places in Vegas.
Todd gets an STD?
No. The Flamingo Hotel, to this day, the gambling is good there, right? Because the Flamingo is one of the oldest and it's the cheapest, but it's also one of the skankiest, right?
Right.
So we literally walk in there. We're like, ready? We walk through the door of the Flamingo, and we look at each other and go, great, we both just got an STD.
What, yeah.
You literally walk in the door of that place and you're getting chlamydia, you know, herpes. You got it just by walking in the door.
Where should go?
I would love it if Todd Bennington gets an STD because that guy who doesn't date very much. I mean, I think he wouldn't be the first one to I mean, he's actually proud of it. and if he got an STD, I would be so happy. I mean, just for a few minutes.
Right. Well, one that's curable, like one that you can take care of right away.
Yeah, like go to a doctor, take a pill, yeah.
Right, the kind you take a pill and it goes away, right, yeah.
I really...
Not like full-blown AIDS.
Not full-blown.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah.
No, we're talking about the kind you take a pill and it's over with and nobody knows. But yeah, no, we're to this day, we're amazed all the times we've walked through the Flamingo and we have not gone. Just literally walking in and breathing the air for a second, I'm like, well, that's it. Did you get chlamydia? I got gonorrhea. What about you?
I would like to devote an hour, not this Thursday, but somewhere down the line, to try to figure out Todd Bennington and to figure out what makes him tick. And why he doesn't go out into the world more than he should. You know, I find him endlessly fascinating, and you have the inside scoop.
I have the inside scoop, but I can give it to you right now. And the truth is, because Todd is he's a way better person than anybody. He's certainly a way better person than me. Like, he's too good for this world. He's too good for this world. He's too good to be my friend. Well, how he's my friend, I don't get it.
Well, he's not. He's cheap, poor.
I don't get it.
He's not. You're not. He doesn't want to be my friend. Like, he's my friend. Like, we've come to the point where he said
we've tried to have him on the podcast.
We've tried to have him. He told me he loved me the other day on text after I said I love him. But not in a gay way.
No, you're having a bromance. Yeah. It's so cute.
We're having a bromance, but he doesn't really want to be a part of it. Like, he doesn't text me a lot. You like, I could tell that he chooses when to be my friend, you know?
You're the mistress.
I'm the one that's I'm the one that's chasing after Todd, and he wants nothing to do with me. But which is fine. It's fine, Tracy, it's fine. Listen.
No, I don't think that's it. I think Todd has many, many admirers. I think that's the problem. He's just trying to keep. He's juggling. He's got all these balls in the air. I mean, he's got a lot. Plus, he's like so busy. You know, school, especially now that they went back to school, and then he's on the board.
Tracy, I hope he gets an STD, and that's all there is to it.
I will. Let's all wish that for him. Okay? Yes. And then I will end up paying for the medication for him since we wished it on him. Okay.
Well, yeah. By the way, we're gonna get cut off in a few minutes because we have an hour limit, and we're at minute 58 and 51 seconds.
Right.
So, Tracy,
I'm coming over Thursday, and we'll continue this.
I yes, and I have a feeling it's gonna go swimmingly well.
I'm very excited. And you know what? I'm going to get liquored up while we do it, too, so it's going to be even better.
I know. We're going to have to do two episodes in a row.
I think we're going to have to.
Yeah, okay. By the way,
thank you for having me on.
Yes, this is a lot of fun. I'll. And Ryan, you want to say goodbye?
Oh, yeah. Bye, Tracy.
Thursday, it's so exciting. Me in a room with two cute boys. Ooh, what's
happened?
Yeah.
I don't know about your math there.
No, I'm going to take a shower that day.
Yes, I'll take one. Joe.
I'll work clothing.
We all agree to take showers.
Yeah, this is very exciting. This is very exciting. I think our British Mark, our only fan in Britain, is very excited about this.
Yeah.
To the five fans that are out there, it's only going to get better when I'm liquored up and we're all going to shower and shave all the important things. It's going to be fun.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tracy, and we'll see you Thursday.
Thank you.
I'll see you Thursday.
Okay.